Good morning, and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings, Venice Beach. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, October 2nd. You'll be interested to know that 189 years ago, today in 1836, the naturalist Charles Darwin returned to England after a five-year voyage aboard the ship Beagle, carrying specimens and observations that would inspire his theory of evolution by natural selection, a milestone in biological science and human understanding of life. So now you know. And now, it's time for the surf report. This morning, it's looking clean with 2 feet of waves. Conditions stay consistent through the morning, holding at 2 feet until around noon. But then winds shift to sideshore at 4 miles per hour, and conditions become fair. Later in the afternoon, expect choppy conditions as the wind picks up to 9 miles per hour. Best time to ride is at 9 a.m. with a 4-foot outgoing high tide, when the southwest swell is 1.5 feet at 13 seconds, and the offshore wind is 3 miles per hour. The first high tide on Thursday will be 4 feet just before 8 a.m., followed by a 2.5-foot low tide at 12:45. The nearshore buoy at Santa Monica Pier reads 70 degrees for the water temperature. Friday offers clean conditions with waves around 1 to 2 feet, ideal for beginners. Saturday sees a slight increase in size to 2 to 3+ feet early, but onshore winds lead to choppy conditions by afternoon. Sunday maintains 2-foot waves with fair conditions, providing the most consistency of the 3 days, especially in the morning. This morning, it's cloudy, and it feels like 66 degrees with 5-mile-per-hour wind. But the sunset will take place at 6:36, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:50. It looks like we're in for a partly sunny day, with a high near 70 and a light southwest wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies, with a low around 64 and light northwest winds. Looking ahead in the weather, Friday will be mostly sunny with a high near 69 and a southwest wind 5 to 15 miles per hour, gusting up to 25. Saturday and Sunday remain pleasant with highs near 70 on Saturday and near 69 on Sunday, with patchy fog at night, and again Sunday morning before 11. Bonjour, food enthusiasts! This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, in Rancho Palos Verdes, approximately 400 feet of coastal bluff dropped about 60 feet toward the ocean on Saturday night. But city officials assure that this incident is not related to the ongoing land movement affecting the area for years. Megan Barnes, a city spokesperson, reported that while there was no damage to public property or injuries, significant soil damage occurred in the backyards of 4 homes. The cause is still under investigation, and the La County Fire Department has closed the area as a precaution. Mayor David Bradley emphasized the importance of homeowners consulting a geotechnical engineer to ensure their properties are safe from further movement. Now on to sports. The Big Ten is in discussions about a private capital deal that would infuse at least $2 billion into the league and its schools, sources told ESPN on Wednesday. The discussions include a 10-year extension of the league's grant of rights until 2046, ensuring long-term stability. The private capital deal and grant of rights extension have been discussed for months, presenting a distinct blow to outside entities attempting to form super leagues. A decision on the private capital deal is expected soon, with three entities under consideration. The setup being discussed is the formation of a new commercial entity, Big Ten Enterprises, to house all revenue generation. And tonight, on Thursday Night Football, the 3-1 49ers are at the 3-1 Rams. Kickoff is at 8:15 p.m. on Amazon Prime Video. Los Angeles is favored by 8.5, and the over-under is 45.5. In local sports, last night in L.A., the Dodgers took the series against the Reds 8-4. Yamamoto earned the win with 6 2/3 innings, 4 hits, and 0 earned runs. Betts had key RBIs with a double early and another double in the seventh. The boys in blue finished with 13 hits and 3 errors. They now rest until Saturday when they take on the Phillies at Citizens Bank Park. In top news, many services ground to a halt as the federal government shuts down. Much of the federal government is now shut down after Republicans and Democrats in the Senate failed to agree on a funding plan. A Senate vote to reopen the government failed on Wednesday as many federal agencies ceased operations. The Republican-controlled House passed a bill to fund the government through November 21st. But Senate Democrats refused to support it. Critical services like Social Security and Medicare will continue, but delays are expected. About 750,000 federal employees may be furloughed daily. President Trump hinted at possible mass firings of federal workers. In business news, for United States business schools, local challenges could bring global solutions. Stanford University holds on to the top spot among full-time Master of Business Administration programs in the United States. Overall, shifts are underway globally that could result in long-term, fundamental changes. Students again weigh career prospects as a top interest post-degree. Consulting, technology, and finance account for the largest share of new jobs within 3 months of graduation. All this poses an intriguing question. Is the future of business education starting to move abroad, even if slowly? The complete list of schools and detailed methodology are available at bloomberg.com/business schools. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 4% to just under $119,000. Ethereum is up 5% to just under $4,400. And XRP is up 4% to $2.96. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Startup Anything has achieved a remarkable valuation of $100 million after reaching $2 million in annual recurring revenue in just 2 weeks. Vibe Coding, which utilizes artificial intelligence-powered coding tools to create apps and websites through natural language prompts, is rapidly gaining popularity. Co-founders Dhruv Amin and Marcus Lowe aim to assist non-technical users in developing complete applications. Amin stated that users have already created fully functional apps, such as a habit tracker and a hairstyle try-on app. Despite intense competition, experts believe there is substantial demand for diverse app-building products. entertainment news. Taylor Swift is set to dominate the box office once again with the official release party of A Showgirl, which is projected to debut between $35 million and $40 million this weekend. This significant ticket sales estimate comes just 2 weeks after the film's announcement, with little promotion beyond Swift's social media. The event coincides with her 12th studio album, The Life of a Showgirl, releasing on October 3rd. In competition, Dwayne The Rock Johnson's The Smashing Machine aims for $8 million to $15 million, while Leonardo DiCaprio's One Battle After Another targets $10 million to $11 million. Meanwhile, Disney's re-release of Avatar, The Way of Water, seeks $3 million to $4 million from over 2,000 theaters. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American writer and philosopher, Henry Adams. And he said, "Chaos often breeds life when order breeds habit." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings, Venice Beach.